Praise the name of the Lord. You might be seated if you can. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Glory. Praise the name of the Lord. Johnny Lee Cleary is a work of grace. You cannot verbalize it, vocalize it, exegete it, enunciate it any other way. And there's nothing in the world like a testimony of grace. Come out here and bless these people. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. And tonight, I want to honor my pastor. Because I want to tell you, I've been in the ministry for 22 years, and I have never received a higher honor than to be asked to speak here at camp meeting. You know, this is the cream of the crop. I'm telling you this right now. I don't think I deserve to be up here, but I want to tell you, they see something in me that, you know, and that God's doing a great work, and I appreciate that. And I want to tell you, Melissa, my wife, and I, we moved here to Baton Rouge in June. And when we came to last year to camp meeting, we had been searching for 3 years where God wanted us. I had offers to take churches and this and that, and been traveling. I've been traveling to Australia every single year and being away from my wife like, you know, 4 or 5 months at a time. Just over there preaching and stuff, and I was getting kind of, you know, in an area where I knew I didn't belong there. I didn't want to be there. I felt like it had come time for a change. And when we got here last year, we had been seeking God, and we said, we're going to come down here, you know, and I'd been talking to Pastor Donnie on the phone, and when we got here, both of us looked at each other, and we knew this is where we were supposed to be, you know. Absolutely no ifs, ands, buts about it. And we got here, my wife, everything just fell right into place. You know, when God's in it, everything will fall into place. And everything just fell right into place. My wife came down here at Easter camp meeting. I was over in Australia, and she found us a nice place to live just about a mile from the church here. And she immediately, we'd been here 3 days, and she came to work here at the school. And then Pastor Francis asked me to be on the program and started having me on as a panel member. And Pastor Donnie has absolutely been such a good, not only just a pastor, but a good friend to me, you know. And people need friendships. And I want to tell you something. I've been honored to be here. But to be right here in the pulpit of Jimmy Swaggart, And to be able to truly say that this is my spiritual leader and my pastor who I'm submitted to, I want to tell you something. That is the greatest honor in the world. That God couldn't give me a better honor than to be here in this man's church. And I don't want to make any pastors mad out there because I need to come preach for you. so don't get mad. But I am in the best church in the whole entire world under the greatest pastors that ever lived on the face of this earth, and I mean it. And I mean, I'll tell you what, anybody says anything smart-alecky to me about the Swaggarts, we won't have a Sunday go to meeting, we'll have a Sunday go to beating time, you know. But listen, I want to tell you something else too. I am honored. I am honored by each and every one of you that's come to hear me tonight. This is a great honor. And I just want to tell you what God has done in my life. And, you know, because people say, what in the world? How could God ever save someone that was so full of hate? Well, let me give you a scripture tonight. 1 John 4, 20 and 21. Now, when we look at that, 1 John 4, 20 and 21. If a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God who he hath not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that whoever loveth God, love his brother also. You cannot hate and be a Christian. You can't hate.